MIT graduates have walked on the moon, won Nobel Prizes, and even dispensed car advice to public radio listeners. But in the nearly 150 years since its founding, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology has never graduated a Major League Baseball player. Until now. Maybe. Mitch Tyke of Arizona Public Radio reports from the San Diego Padres spring training camp in Peoria, Arizona.
Man on first, Buck. Bunt in order.
When Jason Zeminski decided to go to MIT, it was for two key reasons. First was his Air Force ROTC scholarship. And second, he thought maybe he could play a little baseball while he was there.
It was a place where I knew it was a great school I got into. I had a great opportunity to go there, and I knew that with a lesser baseball program, I would be able to play. Wasn't a whole lot more competitive than the high school program I had come from, so it was an opportunity for me to still play the game I love to play and obviously get a good education out of it. And kind of funny how things worked out.
So for 4 years, Jason worked towards his degree in aerospace engineering and played spring ball. He also played in a summer league, where scouts began to find out about the 6'5", 220-pound engineer. He wound up being picked near the bottom of the major league draft. But now, at the San Diego Padres spring training camp, manager Bruce Bochy thinks he may just have the right stuff.
Jason's throwing the ball very well. He's got a bulldog attitude out there. Goes right at the hitters, showing good stuff. He's got, a great hard sinker. He throws strikes, has a good command.
Bochy also believes Zeminski has major league mental power.
You have to be strong to compete, but smart to win. And somebody who has the education he has, I think he can come into play.
And part of what Jason Zeminski is learning at this stage of his career is balancing the mental aspect of the game with his physical talents. He describes a recent game he pitched against the Oakland A's where his instincts took over.
I just wanted the ball back and throw that next pitch as soon as I could. I didn't want to have time to think or try to change anything I was doing. Just stay in the flow, stay locked in, and just keep throwing good pitches.
That's a wise attitude, according to another major league scientist. Dave Baldwin pitched for four big league teams in the 60s and 70s while he was earning his Ph.D. in genetics. Out on the mound, Baldwin focused on the game, not his books, working instead on pitches such as a talcum powder-laced spitball that once earned him the nickname Dirty Dave. But he says there were plenty of players who spent too much time in their own heads.
For example, we had a pitcher when I was with the Senators who thought about everything out on the mound. We call him Slide Rule, and he had really good stuff, and he could have been a very effective pitcher, but he did think too much. And I think that sort of thing was what would bother the coaches.
One more time, down the middle.
Most of Jason Zeminski's current teammates probably wouldn't even recognize a Slide Rule. But he says many of them have been honestly curious about his MIT experience. And he says while his physics classes haven't really helped with his pitching career, there is a parallel he can draw between his life in Cambridge and what he's going through in spring training.
I think it may be just a little bit more vague, just an inspiration to say you can do whatever you want to do. That's the attitude I took away from MIT, was I feel like after conquering that, which I wasn't even sure I was going to make it out of school with a degree, I feel like there's nothing I can't do.
And degree in hand, Jason has attained a kind of cult celebrity status. Sports Illustrated created a Zeminski watch to chart his progress, complete with a mortarboard superimposed on his baseball cap. He has his own news group on Yahoo, and in Boston, where they're normally crazy about the Red Sox, the MIT faithful are keeping a close eye on Padres spring training. Beth Garvin heads MIT's Alumni Association.
I'm a little nervous that we've put an awful lot of pressure on Jason as the first MIT alumnus. It's hard enough to do this, I would think, as a pitcher without us having our eyes upon him all the time, too.
If Jason Zeminski does make the big club, he'll be joining a team that finished with the worst record in the National League last year. This year, Padres management may decide that improving their record is a complex process. It may even take a rocket scientist. For NPR News, I'm Mitch Tyke.